This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, you'll hear our picks for 2019's best audiobooks in children and young adult romance. We have five questions for narrator Mark Deakins and reviews in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. We have reviews of The 10,000 Doors of January by Alex E. Harrow, read by January Lavoie, and The Institute by Stephen King, read by Santino Fontana. Both are Earphones winners. Let's get right to it. The best of the best in children and family listening are Ada Twist and the Perilous Pants by Andrea Beatty, read by Bonnie Turpin, Dreamscape. Charlotte's Web by E.B. White, read by Meryl Streep, and a full cast. Look Both Ways, Jason Reynolds, read by Heather Alicia Sims and others. Other Words for Home by Jasmine Warger, read by Vanna Asadourian, Harper Audio. Sal and Gabby Break the Universe by Carlos Hernandez, read by Anthony Ray Perez, Listening Library. We Are Grateful, Ojalie Heiliga. Tracy Sorrell wrote it, and it's read by Lauren Hummingbird and others. And our narrators are Guy Lockhart, narrator of Look Both Ways, and Anthony Ray Perez, narrator of Sal and Gabby Break the Universe. In Young Adult, we have Best of Young Adult, Akata Warrior by Nnedi Okorafor, read by Yatiri Badaki, Tantor Media. Frankly in Love, David Yoon wrote it, and it's read by Raymond J. Lee, Listening Library. The Secret Commonwealth by Philip Pullman, read by Michael Sheen, Listening Library. There's Something About Sweetie by Sandhya Menon, read by Vikas Adam and Sonila Nankani, Simon & Schuster Audio. Wayward Son by Rainbow Rowell is read by Ewan Morton, and With the Fire on High by Elizabeth Acevedo, read by the author, Harper Audio. And our best narrators are Ewan Morton, narrator of Wayward Son, and Vikas Adam, narrator of There's Something About Sweetie. In the best of romance, we have American Dreamer by Adriana Herrera, read by Sean Crisden, Harlequin Audio. Next, we have The Bride Test by Helen Huang, read by Emily Wu Zeller, Dreamscape. Desire Lines by Elizabeth Kingston, read by Nicholas Bolton, Hedgehog Inc. Get a Life, Chloe Brown by Talia Hibbert, read by Ajoa Ando, Harper Audio. Red, White, and Royal Blue by Casey McQuiston, read by Ramon Diacampo, Macmillan Audio. And Wolf Rain by Nalini Singh, read by Angela Dore, Tantor Media. And our narrators in romance are Sean Crisden, narrator of American Dreamer, and Angela Daw, narrator of Wolf Rain. And that's our best of the best for 2019. Now we will turn our attention to Candace Levy, who tells us a little bit about Mark Deakins, narrator, before he answers Audiophile's five questions. Candace Levy. My personal journey with Mark Deakins' work started with the dystopian young adult series Maze Runner and then quickly veered off onto other paths, especially literary fiction, nonfiction, and thrillers. Before I recommend some of my own and other listeners' favorite earlier audiobooks read by Mark, let me mention two new releases that are on my own current listening queue. Timothy Wingard's The Mosquito, a nonfiction look at the world's most deadly insect, in which Mark is the solo performer. And Sara Geo's All the Flowers in Paris, a dual timeline story set in Paris, both in modern times and during the German occupation, in which Mark is a part of an ensemble performance. 5 audiobooks. Rachel Seifert's novel, A Boy in Winter, takes place over the course of a few days in 1941 as Nazi Germany occupies a Ukrainian village. The audiobook highlights the character's ethical dilemmas in a nightmarish world in which both personal survival and doing right by others seem impossible. Mark's soft tones and spot-on timing together make a superb performance. His delivery of both inner and spoken dialogue is particularly impressive. If you're more interested in a true World War II story, listen to Alex Kershaw's Avenue of Spies, which introduces us to an American doctor and his French wife who were determined to stay in Paris despite the Nazi occupation. This is the story of one family's bravery and resistance, even as they lived under the ever-watchful eyes of their German neighbors. Mark's French and German accents add to the story's authenticity, and his sense of drama keeps listeners glued to the battle of wits and nerve. Take a step further back in time to meet one of the world's most misunderstood monarchs in Catherine the Great by Robert Massey. This well-balanced biography transports listeners to the heart of the 18th century Russian court. Mark skillfully meets two of the challenges of this audiobook, believably voicing the many European languages and accents, and clearly distinguishing between the author's commentary and quotations from historical documents. Return to the 20th century in Pat Conroy's South of Broad, part story of America, part story of a city, and part story of a man coming to terms with his past. Set in 1969 and 1989, the audiobook explores the social complexities of Charleston, South Carolina, through the lives of a group of friends who are reunited 2 decades after high school. Mark deftly guides listeners through the beautiful city, slowing down his delivery and painting it with a delicate Southern accent to match Conroy's evocative prose. For a contemporary action-adventure story, cue up Peter Heller's The River, about a late summer canoe trip that goes off course when 2 college friends cross paths with other campers as a forest fire threatens to overtake them all. Mark's performance perfectly captures the 2 personalities of this audiobook. He uses a light, easygoing style when the 2 men are on vacation mode, but switches up his tone and pacing to create a sense of dread as the friends realize their fellow canoeists may be harboring secrets. After hours of listening to Mark Deakins entertain me and educate me via his excellent work as an audiobook narrator, I thought it was high time to get to know more about him. I'm grateful Mark was willing to answer a few questions about his life as a voice actor and as a regular person. Audiophile, what genre will you always say no to or yes to, and why? Mark Deakins. I reserve the right to turn stuff down on a book-by-book basis, but that's fairly rare. I like to narrate a lot of different things. As far as genres, I don't narrate erotica, but generally everything else is fair game. I see myself as a kind of utility narrator when it comes to audiobooks. I'm maybe not a star in any one genre, but I like to think I do a lot of things pretty well. I've narrated virtually every kind of book: diet, how-to, biography, history and fiction, books for kids, adolescents and adults, romance, war and fantasy, religion, politics, psychology, business, time management and engineering, NFL, MLB, NCAA, tennis, and a diversity of authors from Atwood, Conroy, Doctorow, Grisham, L'Amour, and Picot to James Dasher and Gillian Flynn. Audiophile, tell us something surprising about yourself. Mark Deakins. I performed on Broadway and at the National Theatre London in Steppenwolf Theatre Company's Tony Award-winning production of The Grapes of Wrath, a great author, a great novel, a great adaptation by Frank Galati, a great company. It was a pleasure to inhabit that world on stage, just as it is a pleasure to inhabit the world of the interesting and compelling books I have the opportunity to narrate now. Oh yeah, one more thing. I have several securities licenses, so I can trade stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other investments on behalf of a broker-dealer. Audiophile. What are you doing when you're not working? Mark Deakins. I'm around or in the ocean, if at all possible. I'm a scuba diver, and I like to boogie board and body surf. I love the beach. I also play acoustic and electric guitar and mess around with the mandolin and ukulele. Audiophile. What's your first reaction when someone asks you how they could become an audiobook narrator? Mark Deakins. An initial assessment is useful. Do you like to read? Are you a good reader? Are you self-motivated? How are you with solitude? How are you in small spaces? How's your attention span? Attention to detail? How are you while chasing perfection with reading aloud in a small space and sitting very quietly except for reading aloud for hours at a time? If you're still with me and can't wait to fold yourself into a chair behind a mic in a 3x3 booth and read on plant toxins for 5 or 6 hours a day, you may be cut out to be an audiobook narrator. If I lost you at solitude or small spaces or hours at a time, perhaps that position at a major accounting firm is starting to sound better than ever. Audiophile. What do you never have with you or never wear or always have or always wear in the recording booth? Mark Deakins. I always have lip balm on the table next to me to reduce lip smackage. Room temperature water is a go-to for me. I always wear soft fabric shirts and or sweaters when recording. Crisp fabrics are nice and look sharp, but they make a lot of noise when you move. No corduroy, definitely nothing covered with potato chips or sandpaper. Also, I forego my Darth Vader helmet. The breathing is simply too noisy, and it gives my voice an unpleasant mechanical quality. Hold on. I think a reviewer once said that about me, even without the Vader helmet. Damn. And that was our 5 questions with Mark Deakins, conducted by Candace Levy. This is just a reminder that you are listening to the December-January issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. All right, we're turning our attention now to our reviews in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. And our first review is an Earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characteristics, available, approachable for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review today is The 10,000 Doors of January by Alex E. Harrow, read by January Lavoie, an Earphones winner. January Lavoie's breathtaking narration shines in a fantasy which doors offer infinite possibilities for adventure. January Schaller is a daring and bold in-between girl who feels like another foreign curiosity in Mr. Locke's home. She lives for her father's brief returns from his travels when he brings his employer new treasures. She is 7 in 1901 when she discovers a marvel, a door to another world, and then is punished severely. Listeners hear January growing timid and biddable to suit Mr. Locke. It's not until she discovers a hidden book that she realizes the true potential of doors, along with her own. Lavoie's theatrical skills delight, as she narrates January's thrilling story of fantastical characters and new worlds, and the tale hidden within the pages of her book. Emily Connolly wrote that review of The 10,000 Doors of January. It's written by Alex E. Harrow, an Earphones winner, read by January Lavoy. It is a 2019 Best Audiobook Selection, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 12.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Full Throttle by Joe Hill, read by Zachary Quinto, and a full cast. It's an Earphones winner. A terrific cast of narrators lend their voices to 13 stories by Joe Hill, two of which are co-written with his dad, Stephen King. Hill himself reads the utterly delightful introduction, remembering his childhood and his path to becoming a successful horror writer. The first story, Throttle, follows, with Stephen Lang perfectly portraying a gang of bikers who are being terrorized by a maniacal trucker. From there, narrating duties are shared by Neil Gaiman, Zachary Quinto, Kate Mulgrew, and more. Listeners will find their own favorites. However, book lovers may agree that Late Returns, narrated by Will Wheaton, about a librarian slipping through time to offer the dead one last great read, is the gem of the collection. Andy Northrup wrote that review of Full Throttle. Joe Hill wrote it. It's an Earphones winner, read by Zachary Quinto in a full cast. It is a 2019 selection for Best Audiobook, and it's available from Harper Audio for 15.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Imaginary Friend by Stephen Chbosky, read by Christine Lakin, and it is an Earphones winner. Christine Lakin's superb narration of this horror novel from the author of The Perks of Being a Wallflower immerses listeners in the gruesome tale. Christopher and his mother Kate finally settle in Pennsylvania after years of moving around, but what they thought was a safe and secure home turns out to be a playground for something sinister. When Christopher disappears for 6 days in the forest, Kate never expects it will be the start of a battle against evil forces. Lakin is exceptional in portraying the story's many characters. 7-year-old Christopher, fierce Kate, an intrepid sheriff, a soft-voiced gentleman dubbed the Nice Man, and the Hissing Lady. As Christopher uncovers mysteries, Lakin's multifaceted voice creates a mood of dread. Despite the work's length, Lakin keeps listeners engaged. Arvin Cerezzo wrote that review of Imaginary Friend by Stephen Chbosky. It's read by Christine Lakin, an Earphones winner, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 24.5 hours unabridged. Our next science fiction, fantasy, and horror review is The Institute by Stephen King. It's an Earphones winner, read by Santino Fontana. Stephen King's newest audiobook is compulsively entertaining and features a dazzling performance by narrator Santino Fontana. After a seemingly unconnected prelude that is revisited much later, listeners meet 12-year-old telekinetic genius Luke Ellis. One night, Luke's parents are brutally murdered, and he's drugged, kidnapped, and brought to the Institute. There, he meets other supernaturally gifted children who have been taken. Fontana does wonders with this diverse lineup of young characters who band together to fight their captors. Each of them sounds authentic and unique. Meanwhile, the adult characters, with a few exceptions, are a nightmarish bunch. Through them, Fontana shows that evil can have many different voices. While this isn't King at his most original, his and Fontana's talents are a winning combination. Andy Northrup wrote that review of The Institute by Stephen King. It's an Earphones winner, read by Santino Fontana, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 19 hours of unabridged listening. Okay, keeping going with these reviews, we have Gideon the Ninth by Tamsin Muir, an earphones winner read by Moira Quick. Tamsin Muir's absorbing storytelling and Moira Quick's immersive performance create a richly imagined fantasy world. Gideon Nav, an indentured servant of the Ninth House, survives on snarky, perfectly timed humor and tenacity. Conscripted as a cavalier, Gideon accompanies the haughty necromancer, Reverend Daughter Harrow Hark Nana Jessimus, through myriad dangers while experiencing supernatural mysteries. Their fractious relationship is well-paced and organic as it evolves throughout their journey. Each revelation and bittersweet moment between them is earned. Quirk is at turns antagonistic, vulnerable, and hopelessly helpful as she characterizes all the participants and stewards of Kanan House. Everyone is suspect in an atmosphere of increasing mistrust. Listeners will eagerly anticipate the trilogy's next installment. Julie Thompson wrote that review of Gideon the Ninth by Tamsin Muir. It's an earphones winner, read by Moira Quick, and it is a 2019 Best Audiobook Selection, available from Recorded Books for 16.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in sci-fi, fantasy, and horror is Ninth House. It's by Leigh Bardugo, read by Michael David Axtell and Lauren Fortgang. Lauren Fortgang and Michael David Axtell team up to narrate this dark fantasy in which a girl has just been murdered. Alex Stern must investigate whether magic was somehow involved. Fortgang commands most of the narration in this audiobook using low, chilling tones that add irresistible intrigue to the occult activities of Yale University's most secret societies. Voicing Alex at a leisurely pace, Fortgang creates a believable persona for a woman who is unlikely to be a student at Yale considering her dark history. Axtell's depiction of Darlington, Alex's mentor, who has disappeared, is expressive yet straightforward, matching the character's altruistic bent. An interview with the author at the end offers fascinating insight into her writing process and the inspiration behind the novel. Alex Ritchie wrote that review of Ninth House by Leigh Bardugo. It's read by Michael David Axtell and Lauren Fortgang, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 12 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have The World is Full of Monsters by Jeff Vandermeer, read by Vikas Adam. The brevity of Jeff Vandermeer's sci-fi tale belies its intensity and lingering effects on the listener's mind. Vikas Adams' performance as an unnamed protagonist who is employed as a writer heightens the listener's immersion in this richly imagined landscape. When an alien entity, referred to as a story creature, burrows inside the writer, it initiates an unnerving, transformative journey. The writer awakens years later, Rip Van Winkle-like, and encounters an unrecognizable world. Adams's tone and pacing evolve as the writer struggles with his new reality and with emotions ranging from confusion and anger to fear and acceptance. Ferocious creatures and inscrutable beings further disorient the writer. Adams reveals these subtle shifts with a hard-edged timbre. School Creature, another key figure, is memorably characterized as Adam communicates its actions and intent. Julie Thompson wrote that review of The World is Full of Monsters. It's written by Jeff Vandermeer and is read by Vikas Adam, available from Macmillan Audio for an hour of unabridged listening. Our next review in sci-fi, fantasy, and horror is Hollow Kingdom. It's written by Kira Jane Buxton, and it's read by Robert Petkoff. Robert Petkoff spends most of this audiobook narrating from the point of view of a sentient talking crow called Shit Turd, who has survived the zombie apocalypse. Even though his human owner, Big Jim, named him such an absurd and insulting name, he loves humans and wishes to find a cure. With passion and longing, Petkoff recounts ST's adventures across the Pacific Northwest with a stupid but loyal bloodhound called Dennis. Their goal is to try to save all surviving creatures. Petkoff's earnestness is cross-cut when he reads vignettes from the perspectives of a whale, a cow, a house cat. Listeners who want to take a new take on an old story should get this audiobook right away. Anthony Farina wrote that review of Hollow Kingdom by Kira Jane Buxton. It's read by Robert Petkoff, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. Well, it looks like we've run out of time. That's our show for today. But I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have reviews in biography, memoir, and history. You'll hear a review of Julie Andrews reading her latest memoir, Homework. This one focused on her Hollywood years. We have a review of Patti Smith's reading of her memoir, Year of the Monkey, and she reads it herself. And we also have an interview with author Tim O'Brien and a review of Dad's Maybe book, written and read by O'Brien. So until then, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.